in a new divine request. So in other words, every time we shift, we engage in a new thought system, in a new broadcast, in a new focus of assurance, our guides stand ready to meet us, to guide us. And so it involves our true declaration, our true assertion. So I want to explain this so everyone can benefit. In other words, in order for me to channel, in order for me to bring forth the attunement, I have to arrive at my new orchestration. So to do that, I have to grow a little bit. It's like I have to coincide with that new gifting, with that new occurrence. In other words, just between us friends, I have to agree with that new applause. In other words, it requires a growth. It requires an assimilation of a new assertion. So it's like I may have tapped into it. I may have said yes for a second, a millisecond, and all of a sudden, I have to perform from that reality. And so when we say have to, there's no have to, but it's like this invitation to expand, and then it's sort of like, oh, everything's arriving. So we want to understand that we're the ones that are consenting to growth. We are the ones that are consenting to higher praise, to higher establishment, to higher alliance. And so this includes all the surrounding measure. So the surrounding measure is who we now understand ourselves to be. So this is, it's sort of like we're dropping the fear, we're dropping the victimhood, we're dropping the, martyrhood, we're dropping the shame, we're dropping the guilt, we're dropping all of these like lower visions, lower, almost like a caste system, if you will, and we're stepping into. Now, when I say stepping into, the light that is surrounding each of us is extraordinary. I mean, just like the brightest white light you can begin to fathom or imagine. So this is us in our truth. In other words, we're not human in such, like we're not just stationary. In other words, we're already playing in 5D. We're already playing in our new broadcast. And so as we're receiving each of us, there's actually no each of us in terms of our incarnation in this particular life. It's just each of us in our broadest expansion. So I'm just receiving everybody as your true light status, as your soul, as your divine makeup. So we want to receive this. We want to press upon this. And when they're saying press upon it, it's like self-actualize. Self-actualize. Now, when I said self-actualize, it was like there's all this energy that looks like, oh, lotus petals or just petals surrounding us. That is but there's also like the swirling energy around all of us that's stirring us. So when I'm saying stirring us, it's reminding us of our holiness. It's reminding us of our true nature. Now, the reason this is so relevant is when we're just living in 3D, it just seems like we're trying to find our way through a maze is the only way I can explain it. Whereas because we're polarized, you know, there's subject object, and we're just trying to manipulate the environment to just do what we got to do. So when we assess our true nature, when we assess our true value, we become these extraordinary beings of light. And what we really understand is that we're one with source. If not, we are source that seems to be in form. And so we understand, we align with, we secure our victory, because from the get-go, once we say yes to our truth, once we say yes to our broadest vision, So your broadest vision may be to start a new, whatever it may be. It may be to heal, whatever it is. It's like when we assessed our true nature, our true value, our true assertion from the get-go, we have already cast the die. In other words, we've already said yes to the end result. In that one moment outside of time, when we declare victory, when we stand in our true alignment, we have already served the beloved. We have already stood at that end point. So what we want to understand is our power. What we want to understand is our glory. What we want to understand is that we are creating our highest arrival. We're not waiting for someone else to agree. We are the creators. And so this is where we're no longer committed to that lower reality, that lower paradigm. So as we will create our highest value, so our highest value is receiving ourselves in our divinity, receiving ourselves in divinity, receiving ourselves in our light, receiving ourselves in our truest stance, in our truest nature. And so what we do is, when we do this, we rearrange the platform. In other words, we call to us by grace, we call to us by highest value, all that's going to coincide with our loveliness. This means the gifting that we give ourselves, so that when we become lucky, or we meet the right people at the right time, or things just evolve, beautifully, it's because we have ordained this. It's because we have brought this into manifestation. So we want to start feeling this like Merlin energy of our creative witness, of our creative value. So as we create by the light, we step out of old energy, old vibration, and pay tribute to our highest circumstance. Our highest circumstance is really who we are, who we are. So as you will receive your light, as you will receive your love, and when I'm saying this, it's like there's this portal or vortex of energy that is just, it's sort of like making it spitting, saying, like arriving, pay attention to me, open up to me, allow me to serve. And so we want to remember that there's no separation. So this allowance, this energy, in essence, is an extension of us, it's the truth of us, as we will program ourselves for our new destiny, our new entitlement. So again, when we were sharing from the beginning, we're moving up. We're moving up. We're taking ourselves higher. We're taking ourselves into our truth, into our our holy destiny. So when they say destiny, they mean it quite sincerely. So we show up because we're just trying to, oh gosh, you know, whatever it is we're trying to do. But the truth is that our higher self has further blessings beyond the comparable, meaning beyond who we believed we were, what we thought our life was about when we first began. And so as we are willing, as we are entitled, so again, really sort of reaching for the stars or reaching for your highest alignment, but it's not like a reach where your way isn't actually already secure. It's an agreement, it's an alignment, it's realizing you're already there, it's realizing that's who you already are. So I'm just gonna keep saying agreement, but it requires a shift. It requires a shuffle. So a shift, a shuffle, a playing along. So when you do this, you feel a little different because you're no longer in Kansas. You're no longer in the old format. And so this is where faith comes in. This is where trust comes in. This is where a new assertion comes in, because you're stepping out bravely. So when they said stepping out bravely, it was like activation, allowance, trust. Remember, the activation is self-serving. We are, in essence, activating ourselves. We are the ones coming into agreement. When the channeling was coming through at a different note, we had to coincide. Like, we had to shift and step up, step up. So they're saying step up, and of course it's like a linear terminology because that's what we still identify. But you understand it's really movement and consciousness. It's movement and assertion. It's movement and growth. Because as you can see yourself there, as you can see yourself in this highest place of establishment, all is warranted. In other words, you authorize the gifting. You authorize the secure seating. You authorize the new adventure. You authorize the holy solution. You authorize the health, the financial abundance, the new understanding of self, the light language, whatever it is that you're beckoning, whatever it is that you desire. Remember, everything we desire is because we already are that. We already have claimed that. We already have arrived. So what we're doing is we're graduating our faith. We're graduating our consideration, in other words, how we will receive ourselves. So this all comes down to our relationship with self. So in essence, it's like these dormant codes that are activating, that are awakening, that are reminding. And how we play along is we acquire those giftings. In other words, we consent, we receive, we authorize that new arrangement. So as we will receive our highest requirement. So the highest requirement is what's due us to play in this new reality. And so by us signing, by us consenting, by us saying yes, we agree to be the seers, we agree to be the healers, we agree to awaken our third eye. We agree to bring forth in mass all that is dormant, that is now our new delicacy, our new arrival, our new establishment. So allow these energies to be pervasive, to be all pervading, to be all witnessing, to be all, like, they're just showing me the universe card, and we're just surrounded by glory. In other words, these energies, they're showing me the Ace of Wands. So it's like this creative energy, this firepower that we are adjusting to. It's going to give us more transparency of faith. In other words, so that we can feel our truth, so that we can attest to it, claim it, reside with it, and never be without. So as we step up, what happens is the old is gone. If we work really, really, really hard, we can tumble back. But it's just good as done, as we will acquire they're saying a taste for the fancy. They're so funny. But it's sort of like the new is we will align, as we will trust, as we will be like all aboard, you know, and here we go. So allow these energies to touch you. And so, in other words, like, allow them to circulate, allow them to bring forth holy restoration. And they're showing me the healing card. A very, very, very powerful healing card. There's just this, oh my gosh, the light is just dancing. It's the only way I can explain it. It's like ting, like ding, 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 ding. So just imagine that light just pressing upon your cellular structures, your DNA, and just reminding you of the holiness that you have always been. So we're just going to take another few seconds and really permit. They're saying even stronger now. And there's this beautiful imagery of like an eagle and, oh, I don't know what else is on that eagle, but it's some kind of seal, it's some kind of symbol. And when I receive it, it just feels very strengthening, strong, confidence. So helping us to decide, because we are the ones that ultimately decide. We are the ones with the free will. So we're allowing that to stay permanent and affect all aspects of our lives. Excuse me, and remember, our lives are an extension of our consciousness. So it's going to change how we see things. Same nouns, but we see them differently. We see everything differently. And that's what creates change, because as we can conceive it, we draw upon our new semblance. So as we see it differently, that's how we create change. So it is. Oh gosh, I could just stay in that energy like forever and a day.